Happy New Year, Episode 10, Using Apple Medical Identification and Emergency Notifications. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can make you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will do that in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. This week's episode will look at setting up your Apple Watch medical identification and the many ways to use emergency notifications on your iPhone and Apple Watch. We will finish this episode by reviewing the Audible Audiobooks application. If you are one of those people that just got an iPhone, congratulations! We will now go over setting up your medical identification and your emergency contacts. For some of you who backed up from a previous device, you will just need to check and make sure it transferred from your last device and it is up to date. It only takes a few minutes, but it can save your life. As a former emergency medical technician, responders are trained and tested on whether they check these key locations on responding. This way, if you are unconscious, information on your health and emergency contacts can be obtained. Here's how you do it. Go to the Health app on your iPhone. Currently, the icon is a white square with a red heart. Open it up and look at the bottom row on the far right. You will see Medical ID. Press on it and Edit is in the upper right corner. You can now enter in your data. Put as many emergency contacts as you need. I have key family members along with my medical providers. In the area just above the organ donation, press on Learn More About Emergency SOS. Toggle the button to have the information show when locked. You can also have Emergency SOS activated with 5 presses of the side and volume button. There's a short tutorial to show you how. Now it's time to check your work. Let your device go to the lock screen. If you have a phone with a home button, like an iPhone 7 or 8, hit the home button. If you don't have a home button like an iPhone 10, 10R, or 10S Max, swipe up ensuring you don't accidentally engage Face ID. You should see a screen to enter your passcode. On the lower left, it will say emergency in small letters. If you press on emergency, a white screen with your medical ID will be in the left corner. You can check your work by pressing it and your health information you entered earlier should appear. A person can make an emergency call along with your emergency contacts. So now that you know this, don't keep it a secret. Show your loved ones how to do it. This way, it's a health safety net for first responders and will ensure you get notified if your loved one is unresponsive. On your Apple Watch, press and hold the lower recessed button for a few seconds. Your medical ID will appear there also. Since there are many Mac Minutes listeners here in Alaska, I'll say remember this ability. For instance, when you are driving or recreating in remote areas where you know it's going to be a while before the troopers respond, this way you can alert the emergency contacts that an accident has occurred. I know it's a phone call we dread to receive, but would be thankful to anyone who alerted us earlier of a loved one in need. I'll put some of the screenshots in my show notes. Let's move on to the Mac Minutes application of the week. It is Audible. Audible's audiobooks entertain bookworms when reading isn't convenient. There are plenty of audiobook applications on the market for your digital devices, and I use Audible. I was introduced to it several years ago when my trips back and forth between Anchorage and Girdwood became more frequent. For those listeners who aren't aware of Alaska geography, Girdwood is the home of Alaska's largest skiing resort, located around 50 miles south of Anchorage. Audible has been entertaining and allowed me to listen to books using my mobile devices I would have never had the opportunity to read. It makes the most of my time while commuting by car or by plane. I am currently listening to a biography by Sir Richard Branson and have about 30 books in my library now. I often switch between audiobooks and podcasts depending on my mood and listening environment. Audible can be downloaded on your desktop, digital smartphone, or tablet. It has been easy to navigate with well-labeled buttons and effective search functions. You can create wish lists, so if you have a few minutes to browse the library and are indecisive about purchasing an audiobook, this function allows you to return and reevaluate your selections. Audiobooks are normally organized by chapters, which makes finding a topic you want to hear again easy. This is a significant difference between other less expensive services. You can speed your commute with a thriller, fuel your next training session, or find yourself enraptured into the realm of romance and intrigue. For those who have compromised vision, this allows the listener to enjoy books without frustration or special medical technology. Audible is an Amazon-owned company. There are more than 180,000 audiobooks in their library. In fact, they say it's the most in the world. There are only a few companies that even come close to that size of the library. I find Audible more convenient than its competitors. Audible's inventory of audiobooks is divided into more than 20 distinct categories, ranging from health, fitness, comedy, to children's books. The audiobooks are ad-free and premium audio you can listen to offline. This is an important fact since much of our travel here in Alaska is without Wi-Fi or cell phone signal. Another advantage is you'll never have to worry about where you left off if you jump from your phone to your tablet. It allows you to easily stop momentarily and pick up where you left off. You can speed up or slow down the playback speed. All the books I've listened to have had fabulous narrators. You can try Audible for 30 days free, plus get a free book. After that, there are several plans depending on how voracious of a reader you are. For me, the plan is $14.95, which allows me one credit. Normally, that's equal to one audiobook per month. My plan adds one credit each month and can roll over a maximum of 5 credits. Any additional books you buy are discounted. There are plenty of specials advertised routinely, saving you much more. Also, the books you buy are yours to keep, even if you terminate your membership. Plus, there are no long-term contracts you need to complete to end your membership if you're dissatisfied. Admittedly, you can find cheaper services, but I think for the ease of entertainment, Audible is a worthwhile bargain. I've had Audible for a couple years, and it's an easy-to-use service. You can get audio samples of books, which are great for those who are adventuresome in finding their next audiobook. You can also see reviews from other readers. They advertise a liberal return policy for books purchased within a year. I never tried to return a book, but it is always an option. One last perk I'll mention is if you like reading national newspapers and magazines, your subscription gives you access to newspapers like the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times for free, a unique benefit that is not offered through most of the other audiobook services. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. If you have a question, please reach me through Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, and we have just joined the Spotify Music Service application. I hope you have a great new year, and we will see you soon. Happy New Year!